James, does this mean, I know you've talked about playing with this team and how much you've enjoyed it. Getting a shutout here, does it mean a little bit more to you to be able to do it behind this group?
Whenever a goalie gets a shutout, everyone looks at the goalie, right? And I'm sure I made some good saves tonight, but, it's a combination of playing good and then getting bounces and your teammates putting in a heck of an effort in front of you. And, I feel like I've been saying that a lot recently, and I thought tonight our battle and our compete level, in all three zones, but especially pertaining to me, in front of my net was phenomenal. Block shots, tying up sticks. I mean, it was pretty impressive what we did tonight in front of me.
I was going to say, with what you just talked about, it kind of shows that maybe in this particular case, shots on goal or attempted shots don't mean exactly what happened in the game. Sometimes it does, but in this game, it didn't seem like it. I didn't think you guys got dominated.
You always know. Against Carolina, they're a team that loves to throw pucks in the net and just create chaos. I mean, obviously, I played for them for 2 years, so you kind of know their MO, and everyone does. I mean, they've been a contender for the last 5, 6, 7 years probably, and it's their compete and their willingness to put pucks in the net and go there. And so, as an opposing team, you got to be willing to step up to the plate and step up to the challenge. And man, like I said, everyone did, all the forwards and whatnot, but obviously a lot of weight and goes on the D-man. And they got to shoulder it, and I thought they did a great job.
Throughout your whole career, you've been a very calm goalie. What allows you to stay calm when things get busy like that? It's always a frantic game dealing with Carolina.
I mean, the slower, if you can slow the game down, that's when you see things better and you can see the plays and make reads and stuff. And so, you always try and take a breath and not get caught up in any of the chaos or anything that's going on around you and just kind of stay, in the moment and trust that your body's going to do what it needs to do to get in front of that little black thing.
James, you guys have turned it around in this building. You've won 16 out of 20 in this building and made it your own and hard to play against this team. How have you guys done it to be able to turn it on and be able to win 16 of 20 here in this building?
I think I talked about it after the last game I played. I mean, like I said, every team I've played on, the goal is always to win 41 games at home. You want to put on a show for your fans and you want to get them behind you and cheering and creating that atmosphere, and that makes it even harder on the opposing team, and that's just fun hockey. And so you always want to take pride in your home record, and I think it's just a testament to the guys. Like I said, the last couple weeks, month here, we've upped the standard, I think, and what we expect from each other. And I think it's just showing. I think it's showing everywhere, but specifically here at home.
What do you think has allowed that to happen, the way you guys are playing and raising that standard?
I think it's just a commitment, here in the room. I mean, it's anything in life, it's about getting better and growing and learning from mistakes. I just credit the leadership and the coaching staff for pushing us and wanting to take steps in the right direction.